Okay, Sunday afternoon, we're in Shir, Baruch Hashem. I lost count again. So we're going to call it Shir number 49, for lack of a better number. 49 is a nice number, Bimei Sfira. Yud Daladir, Pesach Sheni, Aleph Parshas Bahar, April 29th. And we're doing Baruch Hashem, and we're in Chelek Beis, second section. Third parak, where he talks about different things that happen to people, hashgacha pratis, hashgacha klolis, and the reasons they may happen. Very complex, he gives different reasons. In the middle of paragraph 8, where he says another chesed that Hashem does in order that there be perfection, so that people can enter olam haba. Talked about various ways of achieving that perfection, since everyone has flaws and everyone has sins. So he's machadesh in paragraph Ches that some people, tzaddikim, the people have the schus, have the power to be machaber, to be native, to uplift spiritually other people. I'm not talking about uplifting. In the sense of inspiring them, and they do tshuva, they become better. That's not what he's talking about. He's talking about simply some sort of connection where the tzaddikim, a shalem, someone on the Madrega that Hashem considers worthy of it, obviously. So he says in paragraph Ches, in the middle of paragraph Ches, she have a koach ketzosim, a whole other ketzosim, a whole other one. They could. In other words, he says, it's not absolute that you can only get to shlemus with on your own power, which would seem to be a fundamental principle. But the Ramchal's machadesh, that you can get into olam haba, again, you have to be zochet to be able to be the recipient of such a power. But the dynamic remains that you can be zochet to be min hanimdim bekibus b'nei olam haba when you're subservient, when you're totally in someone else, you're hanging on to someone else, you could be zochet for someone else, yuchal lehenos b'shleimus, and you could be achieve shleimus that way and get into olam haba. You'll be on a low madrega, you won't be on a madrega shleimus as the tzaddik that caused you that accomplished this for you, but you'll be lower than him because he achieved it on his own and you achieved it through being hooked up to him. Menimsa, he says, so whoever, it's not really that many people that will be nidchas and shlemos with Gamri. Only someone that's not even worthy of being subservient or hooked up to someone else. So the Hatzal of Aruba, this is all for Hashem's plan and Hashem's chesed. And again, Hashem doesn't just open the door and say, come in, because that would be a freebie. Somehow this is not a freebie. And he's going to explain why. And certainly these people will have a tremendous chus that they were able to be mezakeh others that will enhance their own stature, and they will be even greater. And now we're up to the paragraph, I don't know if it's a paragraph in every printing, Ukadei, in the middle of paragraph Ches, in Paragimel, section 2, Ukadei Sheyeh Moko, Latikin Agadol Hazeh, it has to have a pathway, it has to have some sort of spiritual physics that allows it to work. Kosher Metchila So Ishim Zayim Zeh. So Hashem, when he made the world, he made Klal Yisrael. He made, what I talked about yesterday, he made one group. It's not just a nation like other nations. It's a group of people who have one neshama, one soul, and then soul is called Klal Yisrael. Bonim Lamokom. If we're all Bonim Lamokom, so then we're brothers. There's always a connection in family. So we're connected. We're interconnected. Which is said by mitzvahs and by averus. It's said by averus that it has a downside also, that one person's averus can affect the whole and could harm the whole. It's like one aver in a body is ill, so it affects the whole body. The whole body feels ill, not just that aver, and I'm feeling fine, and just, you know, my foot hurts me, but the whole body aches, the whole body hurts. And then you have Kol Yisrael Arevi Zelozeh as a technicality of by mitzvahs, where you could be motzi someone else, even though you were yotzi already. This is already a legal technicality, that because Kol Yisrael Arevi Zelozeh, so you are called, there are certain mitzvahs you could be motzi other people. You could do it for them, say it for them. But you can only do it if you yourself are obligated in the mitzvah. But the din is, if you're obligated in the mitzvah, but you did it already, let's say I blew shofar already, I could be motzi someone else in tkiya shofar. I'm talking about for women now who are really not mechuyev in tkiya shofar, but I can blow it even for another man, even though right now technically I'm not obligated in tkiya shofar. But I sort of am in a sense, because my fellow Jew didn't do shofar yet. That's how the Gemara explains. That's the concept of Aravus, it's called. Kol Yisrael Arevi and Zelozeh. So in a certain sense, I am still mechuyev in shofar, and I could be motzi someone else. Because I am mechuyev in shofar, so I could blow for someone else. So if that legat, he's giving an example, and he's showing how it exists, this connection exists, like in the legal system, halachically it exists. It's a reality of halacha. And then we know that if one person sins and other people could be moche, could speak up against the sin, it's a public sin, and other people could speak up and they don't, they're punished also. That's Gemara and Shabbos. Misha yesh biyodol limchos v'lo micha. Someone who could object and doesn't object is also punished. So there is a connection that you see as a legal connection. Maybe he's talking more Kabbalistic, more conceptual, but you know, if something exists in halacha, then you can be sure it's a reality. Because halacha needs reality more than philosophy does. Through this, everybody, every Jew is interconnected. What every person, every Jew does affects everyone. What happens to every Jew affects everyone. And they're not really separate people. They look separate because the chomer is separate. The guf is separate. But as I said, Maral talks about one nefesh. It's all one big nefesh. Lamala. This is the idea of Klal Yisrael. This is the idea that the Rambam says, if someone wants to separate from Klal Yisrael, ain't lo chedim olam habo, even if he does all the mitzvahs. So these are regarding punishment. The phrase Kol Yisrael Arevi Zelozeh, says the Ramchal, that's a phrase regarding punishment. That's where we find it in the Gemara. And also regarding obligation. So he says, "V'nei mida tova tovin beruba." But he wants to talk about schar. He wants to talk about that a tzaddik, if a wicked person's actions can affect the whole and bring down the whole, then a tzaddik's action, we have a rule: mida tova tovin beruba. Hashem is mida sachesed, mida sarachamim, mida tova is always more intense than whatever you might find in midas hadin or midas hakurbanus. So midas tov or tovin meruba in mitzvasim zel zebchet. If one person sins and other people get punished, again, it's usually the case when the other people could have spoken up against it and didn't. But the point is, a component is a connection. So if there's a connection for averus. So this is the spiritual physics. He's not explaining how it works, but again, he's explaining that there is a maslul, there is a pathway, there is an electrical current that connects everyone, so that it's possible to say that you can have someone who is mezaket, who lifts up the other person and like brings them into Ganeid, brings them into Olam Haba. Who, when, where, what circumstances? Is it everybody? No, it's not everybody. Is it every tzaddik? No, it's not every tzaddik. This already, he can't get into specifics. He's not getting into specifics. He will many times say, this is already Hashem, b'chokhmah ha'elyona. We can't fathom all the different cheshbonos that goes into Hashem's cheshbon, why he does things, when he does things, what does it take. We can only learn it, and what we gain out of it is what I talked about yesterday in the drasha. We see how strongly connected we are to one another, and that's a very powerful thing regarding Vatoweach HaKamocha, regarding sharing someone's tragedy, Nosi Ba'olim Chaveiro, feeling for a fellow Jew. You see how strong the connection is, and I gave an example where it really did come out. The connection that people sometimes viscerally feel, and you don't have that in Luchos Olam. So that's the maslul, that's the pathway. The etzem yisod in this paragraph, we're still in the middle of the paragraph, is the very big chiddush, one would think. We're so used to the idea that everything has to be deserved. But this is deserved. This is deserved to the tzaddik. You know, we have someone could be deserved and become wealthy, and then his children are wealthy because they didn't mess up badly enough to lose the wealth. I'm assuming for a moment wealth is a good thing, which is what most of the people in this room hold. So it's not such a good thing most of the time, but we certainly health. Okay, someone has healthy, good genes, so he passes it on to his children. So that's called a schus. We don't know how it works. I'm speculating. I'm thinking. He doesn't say, like I said last time we learned, Wednesday, I said this a number of times. We certainly like him to say if there's an inherent connection, it's a Talmud of the tzaddiks, someone that basks in his presence, that learns from him, that gains from him, that is influenced by him. But he does not say that. He could be talking about one tzaddik living in Eretz Israel, and the other, and the person benefiting it could be a Jew that lives in Hong Kong. Doesn't mention any connection other than the fact that everyone's Jewish and everyone's connected and everyone's a part of each other. What kind of a tzaddik? We don't know. It has to be a big enough tzaddik that he has such power. What kind of a recipient, beneficiary? We don't know, but the beneficiary has to at least deserve to be a beneficiary. He doesn't deserve enough to be zoche mikolach atzmo, the Ramchal calls it, to benefit, to go with Olam Haba. With his own merits, he doesn't have those kind of merits. And remember, we're after Yisurim and Olam Hazeh, and we're after Gehenna, and we're after everything that through which a person can get in under his own power. He's left with two explanations in his How to Get into Olam Haba manual. This paragraph and the last paragraph of this parak, and they both share the common denominator chiddush that, in effect, you're not getting into. Well, we'll see. It's always a qualification because you can't say you're totally not getting into Olam Haba because of your merits at all. Because then Hashem might as well just open the door and let everybody in, which he doesn't want to do. He doesn't want to do it, wouldn't be right. Again, here, he does throw in a sentence that the beneficiary has to have enough merits to be zoche, to be able to be the beneficiary. But that's all he says. We don't know how it works, but the maslus is what's important, is that there be, as I say, a spiritual physics. It's not magic. Everything Hashem does is magic, but it's not magic. It's not magic. It has a spiritual pathway. And the spiritual pathway is Kol Yisrael Arevim Zeh L'Zeh. We're all interconnected, and therefore it's theoretically possible. It's like a scientist finds something in physics where there's a relationship between two forces of the universe. So you say, you know, now it's at least possible, let's say, that this therapy could work for this gene. Because I found the connection. I don't know how I'm going to figure it out. It's going to take 200 years more of research and experimentation. You know, but I see there's a connection, and we can use this connection. If there's a connection between every Jew, then we know, and that's all that Ramchal tells us, that it's at least theoretically possible, and he says it's actually happens. He just doesn't give us the details of when, what, whom, to whom, when, what he, you know, how does it work, you know, exactly how it works, and what kind of schus and what kind of unfavors. But we know it's theoretically possible, and it happens. Why? Because Kol Yisrael are Rebbe Zal Hazeh, because all Jews are interconnected. We're really all one, and therefore it could be, it's at least theoretically possible. Because if we're all one, and you see one person's Avera could mess up Klal Yisrael, usually if they sort of protested, maybe even prevented, right? Even if they couldn't have prevented it, but they didn't know they couldn't prevent it, or even if they knew they couldn't prevent it, and it's real that they couldn't prevent it, but sometimes there's a chiyuv to protest, just to protest evil. That's the Gemara Shabbos, Hayolam, Limchos, Lomichu. But if it works for Midos Peronos and for Chet, says Ramchal, it certainly works for Schusim. And, okay, and that's the dynamic. That's the tzaddik to make someone else, give someone else enough shleimus to get into Olam Haba. Now comes an even bigger the other Malpi Shorish there, based on this principle, Nizdar, part of the arrangement that Hashem made, this is a tremendous almost doesn't sound Jewish. That is, that not only could the tzaddik's good deeds have a beneficial effect to other people, but sometimes the tzaddik will undergo yisurim and suffering, and that'll be a kapara for the door or for people in the door, just like yisurim for an individual. When we were just talking about a single individual, so we said yisurim are mechaprim. Yisurim atone, Yisurim wipe away the chait. So, with this connection, the tzaddik will sometimes undergo suffering. Tzaras, the Yisurim, v'am the malpi tzaras, then this var is arranged. She agil tzaras, the Yisurim le'ish tzaddik, v'yi yezel haparas dovo. And that will be a kapara, an actual kapara, and you know, be a kapara for other people's sins, for them. V'nei michriyuv ha-tzadikim hu l'kabal bi'ava ha-yisurim she'yuznamba wo l'toel ha-zoro k'mo shoyim ha-kabal ba'ava ha-yisurim she'yurum lo b'tzaratzmo. Chavis HaVolos explains in Shar Cheshbon HaNefesh, I think it's in Cheshbon number 27, that sometimes people undergo suffering, and it's mechaper on their averos. Right? It's a kapara. Where we all say a kapara. Something happens. You say, you know, we try to be good Jews. We try to have good hashkafas. We understand it's from Hashem. It didn't happen by accident. It didn't happen in the mikra. So we do a kapara. Right? Everything Hashem does is for good. There's different ways of explaining the goodness that lies in suffering. So one of the ideas is Kapurim. But the Chavis HaVolos says in Cheshbon 27, and the Ramchal is saying it here, it's almost like a self-fulfilling prophecy. It only works if the person is Mekabel Yisurin the Ahava, knowing that Hashem loves him or her, and the Yisurim are from Hashem, and Hashem is doing it he accepts it. Theoretically, he's supposed to accept it for simcha. It seems angelic to be able to do that, but certainly you have to accept it not resentfully and not angrily, and your attitude can't be, well, what can I do? Hashem's stronger than me, so I just have to accept it. The Chavis alone speaks out. You can't accept it in the sense that I'm accepting it because Hashem's stronger than me. So, well, what can I do? You know, there's nothing I can do about it. Right? Mana say, I can't do it. There's nothing I can do about it. That's not a good attitude. If that's, it's better than shaking your fist and getting angry, but it's not. A person will not achieve, says the Chavis HaLavas, a person will not achieve kapara through Yisurim unless he's makabel the Yisurim the Ava, and let's not jump to Besimcha. I think it's something that people can't even fathom. Maybe a tzaddik could have it Besimcha. The truth is, we should feel the Simcha if we would realize the chain, the cause and effect, because any Yisurim down here is immeasurably better to suffer than Yisurim in Olam Haba, than to be on a lower Madrega in Olam Haba. And here, person, I don't know, let's say, I'm not saying it's true, let's say the worst thing in the world is to have that say ASL. ASL?
Yes.
For 70 years. I don't know if it's the worst thing in the world, because I don't think they're in pain. But let's just pick something like that. It's worth it if he goes to a high Madrega and all of my butt. We don't get that, because maybe we have to believe it, or they believe we believe it. You know. So it's not that hard to achieve Simcha. But it is, because it hurts, and we cry, and we don't know what to do with ourselves, and tragic things happen that we can't cope, and it's so painful. It's like someone punches you in the stomach, so, you know, I'm a kabbal, the Yisurim Biav, or maybe even the Simcha, but it hurts. It hurts. You know, pain hurts. So, I don't know, let's wait. So let's not necessarily talk about, again, the Simcha really shouldn't be hard to achieve if we believe it's kaparas averos, and we realize the gulf that exists between the eternity of Olam Haba, eternity, and the immeasurable pleasure in Olam Haba, and Yofesh Shoachas Olam Haba Mikol Chai Olam Hazeh. So, you know, we would gladly suffer if we were able to realize the enormity of getting more Olam Haba. But let's put that aside. And let's say Simcha is only achievable for huge, huge tzaddikim, which it is. Because only huge tzaddikim can have enough of a sense of reality of Olam Haba to be able to say, I'm a Kabbal the Yisur Biyavo. But we can certainly achieve, I mean, it's work. It's work. You can't achieve it overnight. You can't achieve it by listening to me talk to Avoda. We can achieve that we're okay with it, that we don't just accept it because Hashem's stronger than us, and what can we do? But we can accept it with a contentment that we believe everything Hashem does is for the best. So we're content with it. We're okay with it. It's also very, very, very hard. I'm not minimizing how hard that is, because it definitely hurts, as surely as if someone punches you in the stomach, it hurts. And other tragedies hurt even more. But I'm accepting the will of Hashem. So the Chavis HaLavas says the only time Yisurim are mechaper is if you accept it with the right attitude. It's not a magic slate that Yisurim wipes away your averos. it's Yisurim wipes away your Averos if you accept them with the proper attitudes. That's what the Chavis Lavoda says. Ramchal says the same thing here, that the he goes, I mean, Ramchal again was over half a century after the Chavis Lavoda, 700 years after the Chavis Lavoda approximately. He says that, so again, before this paragraph, he said that the tzaddik could be zoche for the, not such a big tzaddik, for the person that wouldn't make it with all of our bar on his own. But he says sometimes, because the principle is kol yisrael arevus al hazeh, we're all connected, so sometimes this will be achieved through the tzaddik undergoing yisurim and sorrows. Chaporas ador. I mean, I guess even some other people. So the tzaddik will suffer. Not just the tzaddik has so many mitzvahs that he could pull along someone else, but the tzaddik will suffer, and that suffering will erase the yisurim of the other person. The other person won't suffer. The tzaddik will suffer. Again, there's an interconnection. We're all Jews and we're all one nefesh. So the tzaddik will suffer in order to achieve kapara for the person, but of course, meaning mechiyav hatzadikim is the tzaddik's obligation lekabel bi'ava hayisurim sheyusamnu lo lutoelas doro. He has to accept it bi'ava. Kamo shehoyu mekabel ba'ava hayisurim sheyhoyu ruuyim lo mitzanatzvo, just like his own yisurim for his own averus, for his own kapara. You have to accept it with the attitude of the Ahava. You know, Hashem means what's good for you, and you accept it lovingly, willingly, even simcha, but again, we're leaving that out of the equation, but at least willingly. And that's the only time, that's the trigger that makes it achieve kapara. That trigger of having a correct attitude. Uvamaisa hazeh, let me just finish the paragraph, or what I have in the paragraph. Uvamaisa hazeh, meitiv ledoro shemachaper olav. So again, he is meitiv for his door because he's being machaper through his yisurin. Hu atzlo mesale ilui gadol. This, of course, energizes and creates great strides for the personal growth of the tzaddik, that he's able to do such a thing, he's able to accept the surin lekaporas ador, chenasim and haroshim, imamish becomes one of the leaders of the pack, bekibbutz b'nei olam haba, chvosh zacharnu. We don't know what are the benefits of being the leader of the pack in olam haba. Other neshamos are going to stand up for you when you enter the room. I don't know, but we assume that the more you deserve it, and the more of a head you are, the more pleasure you have, the more nenemies of Ashkina you have. So that's achieved, again, not only through the tzaddik's mitzvahs being zolcha for other people, but the tzaddik actually undergoing yisurim to be mechaper on others. Yeah.
I was just thinking an extension of this is that not only the yisurim, but Hashem taking them away completely, like Asarah Hude Malchus, who are not mechaper only for their Dora, but for way back, Doras that are exonerated.
Possibly, yeah.
And can we dare and say that ourselves, but when we have so many gedolim who are being nisker, is it a reflection on our times?
I don't know. The gedolim and nisker, you know, some of them are over 100. They're not going to live forever. I don't know. Just, you know, someone like a Pinkus was nisker. That's like, whoa. The final was over 100. Well, that should be 90 something, you know, whatever. Have to die sometimes. I don't know if that's called a tragedy. That's machaper. I don't know. I'm not the right person to ask. Yeah.
Yeah. Wait, I'm sorry.
Did you have a question?
Yeah, I do, but you
can go.
Okay. More to the Hubble from Bubba's point is it doesn't work unless you cobble it.
The right attitude.
The right attitude. So let's say the Yeshurim is put onto a child, okay? Or put onto somebody.
Whoa, a child over Bar Mitzvah, under Bar Mitzvah?
Under Bar Mitzvah.
Okay, so that's really considered Yeshurim to the parents.
But the child suffered, but that doesn't count for
we him. Don't know. That's already the difference. That needs its own drasha.
Okay.
Why do children suffer?
And what about put on someone who had no education or background in Yiddishkeit, so doesn't know?
We don't know. We just know that Hashem was fair.
Okay.
That's all we know. Okay. We don't know. There's various Hashbainas. Again, there's other reasons for Yisurim. The Ramchal just went through a whole chapter explaining different reasons for Yisurim. We don't know. This is just one of many possibilities. He's going to emphasize, rather, in a few paragraphs, that all these reasons are not always functioning and true. You only need one of the reasons for people to be suffering. Yeah.
I was thinking that we talk about like the physics of Shamayim in this world, and that with Avraham Avinu, he was trying to save, if there's this many tzaddikim,
yeah,
there's just like a similar.
Yeah, for sure, definitely. That is very good. I mean, that's sort of the favorite that you see that the 45 tzaddikim, or 10 tzaddikim, or 30 can save the whole city. Okay. We continue. V'ulam mizeh hasug atzmo, from this group of righteous people who are suffering in order to be mechaper on others, yimotze min acher, old min acher, is like another subgroup. I thought it was complicated. There's another subgroup to this group. Yosher gavoa b'maloso, they also shazacharnu, even more righteous than whomever we talked about till now. The zeh kimash shazacharnu, what we talked about till now, who sheyilke hatzadik al bnei doro shahayu ruyim onis gadol ma'od, they can rescue and benefit through their yisurim. Bnei Doro, who deserved, a severe punishment, who Krova Lekloya deserved maybe to be totally annihilated, only Ivano. Who be Yisuro Machapra Leia Umatzila, Olam Hazeh, Umo Elohem, Gamla Olam Haba. Omnam Yesh Od Yisurim, שניתנים לחסידים היוסר גדולים, המושלמים כמור בעצמם, a bigger level of the tzaddik, who's already a sholem, he says, והם לעזור למה שצורך לכלל גלגולי ההנהוגו שיגיעו אל הסוף, שהוא השלמוס. Okay. Besides being able to be machaper on other people who have averus and wouldn't get into all of my bar and go on and so forth, that's what we've been talking about till now, but there's even more exalted person who will suffer for a more exalted reason, we'll call it, a higher reason. And that is, he's going to explain, it's more cosmic. It's not just Reuven the Tzaddik being mechaper on Shimon who's in hot water. There's a cosmic, Hashem created a world. And the world has to reach Shleimus. Right? And the world, the Shleimus is that the Or Hashem, if you remember from the first section, the Or Hashem shines on the world and everybody gets close to Hashem. But the world is sullied with hate. And our mitzvahs and our with deeds wipe away the mud from the windows as the light can shine in, and especially into the chet of Adam HaRishon that threw a lot of mud on the window and the chaton for the generation. So in a cosmic sense, the world has to undergo the history. Like a lot of the upheavals and things have to happen for the world to be able to wipe away all that mud and for the world to be able to reach shleimus. So the tzaddik can help with that also. That's what he's saying. Besides the personal one-on-one kapar or tzaddik is holdor, the tzaddik can exert a cosmic influence to push the world towards its shleimus, to push the world, the chloli, its history, the world, towards its perfection. Let's read it aside. Lazar, the tzaddik can help, the bigger tzaddik he calls it, umashitzorit, whatever is needed, lechlal gilgulei ha'anhoga, the chain of events, the agil el hasol, that's going to the ends of history, shehu ha'shleimus. U'pirishin, I'm going to explain this. Ki'inyan, ki'inei mitzarasei v'harisho, this was explained really back in the first section, the way the world was originally set up, even before the Mauritian's Chayth. The world is imperfect. The world was created imperfectly. A person with his deeds, the way himself Sharim says it in the Hagdama, a person with his good deeds, is ma'alei kol olam kulo. He's not just doing something for himself, but he's doing something for the perfection of the world. He's cleaning a little mud off the window, and he's allowing a little more light to shine in. So that's originally a person would have to suffer a little people, history. The shagiyahu b'chol olam imo ala shleimus. Huma shoyim v'skalei v'nimshach. This is a result of Mehelem Oro Yisbarach, the world wasn't created with the full shining of Or Panecha, when we say Shmona Esrei, Ki Yor Panecha Nachat Olam Lashem Lakenu, Taras Chaim, Adas Chesed, Utsokol, Berachol, Berachmin, Bechayim, Bishalom. But because there's somewhat of a Helem Or, Hashem wanted people to achieve the wiping away of the mud, the allowing the Or Hashem to shine in, the nimshat mehelam oro behester ponim shehusa leechad miyisodos inyone matzavu shalom. One of the fundamental tasks of a person is to uncover the or, to bring out the or into the open, to allow the or to shine in. V'chol shekein, that's even originally, that was always supposed to be. V'chol shekein, you know, there's a cosmic issue too. It's not just what's going to be with you, and what's going to be with you, and what's going to be with you, and not even what's going to be with Klal Yisrael. But what's going to be with the Bria? The Masul Shasham describes this in the Hagdama. There's a whole Bria out there that needs to reach its shleimus. And koshke nakash rabu hal kukula ba'olam itzad chatoy ba'al chatoyim gedolim ba'asumim shenasa bo, all of the sins that came about, he named this rabbi Yotzer ha'hester v'nelam ha'tol v'nimtza ha'olam u'briyosa b'matzol shavol v'ra. We're very far from having Hashem's or upon him shine on us. The Tzorech HaKalponim, so what is history all about? Again, this is a cosmic thing. The Das Tivunos, or Amchal and Hesedah Das Tivunos, talks about this at much more length. That there's always a wheel within a wheel. Individual people who are living their lives and getting what's happening to them. And that's really people. But then there's the Bria. The Bria has to undergo certain tikkunim to reach its shleimus. Now that's achieved by people. The Bria has no chira, so that's achieved by people, but it's a whole different chapter, it's a whole different masul. So that's what he's talking about here. And it's Rabbi Yudhim. Benitza Olam Ubriyotam Makashav Avrov, it's Arkal Kaponim Shadidea Gumbulim, all the events, the point of history is to the oil of Rishon Tikkun. We don't know what this Tikkun is. It also looks like the world sinking more into quicksand. But history is achieving Tikkun. Maybe all the suffering of people. We don't know. Where does the smartphone fit into all of this? We don't know. Umeikum shall gugulipu, and part of the achievement of perfection for the Bria, for the whole Bria, and not just the world, not just the universe. We're talking about the Olamim Haruchniim also. Umeikum shall gugulipu, shikablu b'nei Adam, one of the fundamental ways of the world achieving tikkun, ushiyakablu b'nei adam onshim k'dei rishasam, that will wipe away the mud from the window. Let's stick with that marshal. We need Hashem's light to shine in unimpeded, or even if it's going to be somewhat impeded because of the nature of Hashem and the nature of people, but it'll be totally clean, transparent glass. Go right through. So everything we do, actually, a little look. All the good deeds we do on a cosmic level, not just my Olam Haba, my Gan Eden, or even Klal Yisrael's Olam Haba. And really, this is what Shem describes this in the Dhamma, in the first paragraph. He says, a person that does good things is a sake in the world. That's what he says here. But here he talks about that, so people have to receive punishment. Kedei Rishon, so much. If you must say Midas Hadin, before yes, it wasn't satisfying the Midas Hadin. People got punished for throwing mud on the window. Then we could wipe away the mud. Ula, and now he's getting back to his point. See there, Adam Baruch Hu, Shashleim and Vachashuvim, the big people. Yuchlu l'sakei ba'ad acherim. They can help others, with Moshe Socharnu. But here he's going even deeper. Not only are they helping others, but they're l'sakei the Bria. And you read, about tzaddikim that, accepted suffering on themselves. And even higher, not just for Klal Yisrael, but this is for the Bria, to help clean the mud off the window so that the Bria will achieve its flames. I tell you, we're not used to these ideas in Judaism. Sounds like, but Ramchal says it, it's true. It's all based on, it's Kabbalistic. We don't know exactly what he's talking about. But I said, in Sulzi Sharm, he says it very matter of fact. That when you do a mitzvah, you're ma'ala atzmacha and you're ma'ala kova ola with you. And the way you do that, he explains here a little more technically, is because if you use the world to be a kli for your avodas Hashem, so the world achieves its purpose. And that's the tikkun of the world, that it achieves its purpose. Moshe Zuchanu. Yeah, I'm finishing up Shira. I'll call you back in a minute. Hello? If Tishka by Midas Adin, and they get smacked with the Midas Adin, Tachas Poga B'chava Olam. It's like there's the Grim Reaper out there needs his due, and the world will reach Tikkun by wiping away the mud, the Yisurim will wipe away the mud, good deeds wipe away the mud too, but when there's Averos, the mud gets wiped away through punishment, and through this connection, the tzaddik can help in that regard too. So the bigger chiddush here is not only do they accomplish the people, that they accomplish on a cosmic level through their Yisurim. And again, of course, in Kabbalah with the right attitude, which a tzaddik would do, so they are helping the world come closer to its tikkun. Okay.